Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
a new scientist article from the 26th of October. This is about food security, or whether Britain could grow its own food. It's by James Bond. I'll read James Bond story. James Bond is a botanist and a science writer with a particular interest in food crops, conservation and the environment, trained at Royal Botanic Gardens, Kew. He shares his tiny London flat with more than 500 houseplants. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram. James is with I'm reading Man Twitter getting anxious about the world. I need to do this, that. I'm watching Magical Andes on Netflix. I did my master's research in Ecuador, and I'm a wannabe Latino. What I'm working on, preparing for the Youth Ag Summit in Brasilia, which will reveal what next generation world's farmers will be working on. Okay. Facts matter. The dream of food self-sufficiency. Proponents of Brexit argue that it's an opportunity for the UK to grow more of its own food. Great idea. Close to 10 billion people by 2050, and the forecast agriculture production in some regions will need to be doubled. It has become a big talking point recently too, for a rather particular reason, Brexit. Brexit is seen by some as an opportunity to reverse the recent trends towards the UK importing food. The country produces only 6% of the food it eats, down from almost three quarters in the late 1980s. A move back to self-sufficiency, the argument goes, would boost the farming industry, politically sovereignty, and even the nation's health. It sounds great, but how feasible is this vision? Answering this question in detail could be the subject of an entire bench feed. We get to the crux of the issue with some simple stats. According to the report of UK food production from the University of Leeds, UK, 85% of the country's total land area is associated with meat and dairy production. That supplies 80% of what is consumed. So even covering the whole country, so 85%, 80 is not. With livestock farms, it wouldn't allow us to cover all our meat and dairy needs. There are many caveats to those figures, but they are still stark. To become much more self-sufficient, the UK would need to drastically reduce its consumption of animal foods, and probably also farm more intensively, meaning fewer green fields and more factory-style production. But switching to mainly plant-based diet wouldn't help here. There is good reason why the UK is dominated by animal husbandry. Most of the terrain doesn't have a right soil climate to grow crops on a commercial basis. Just 25% of the country's land is suitable for crop growing. Most of it's already occupied by arable fields. Even if we converted all the suitable lands to fields of fruit and veg, which would involve taking out all the nature reserves and evicting thousands of people from their homes, we would achieve only a 30% boost in crop production. Just 23% of the fruit and vegetables consumed in the UK are currently homegrown, so even the most extreme measures would meet only 30% of our fresh food and produce needs. That's before we took space to grow grain, sugars, seeds, oils, and provide us with the vast bulk of our current calorie intake. Britain's reliance on food imports is far from a modern phenomenon, stretching back at least to the mid-1700s, when the population was just a tiny fraction of what it is now. As early as 1930, just 30% of the food eaten in the UK was domestically produced. The fact that our number is now so much higher is down to the Green Revolution of the mid-20th century, in which innovations in agricultural technology caused the average crop yields to almost treble. The 20th century, that's 19 something or other. By 1987, the country was 74% self-sufficient. Since then, however, agricultural productivity has stalled for the reasons that aren't well understood. With increasing demand from a growing population, self-sufficiency levels have fallen again. Proponents of UK food self-sufficiency often point to the Netherlands, a country that is the world's second biggest exporter of food, despite it having a land area of roughly a sixth of the UK and almost twice the population density. But, so six, um, So it's a third of the popular third of Mini Dutch. But the SAT is based on economic value. Of the Netherlands' agri-food exports, not on the amount of calories the country produces. Includes sales of not just food, but the sector's single biggest export, cut flowers. Oh dear. In addition, a large part of the exports are foods that were initially imported. The Netherlands, for instance, is the fifth largest exporter of oranges, despite a distinct lack of Dutch orange groves. Expressed in terms of calories, not cash, the Netherlands is actually the bottom 10 for self-sufficiency in the world, according to the United Nations, being on par with countries like Syria, Armenia, and Zimbabwe. The Netherlands is a global leader in sustainable agricultural tech, but like the UK, it has only to contend with the limitations of geography, climate, and population. Can the UK become less reliant on imports when it comes to food? Probably. Can it become self-sufficient, even with food typically grown in the country? In the timescales being talked about, to put it bluntly, using current technology is a mathematical impossibility.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.